Angelic Panda sat up in bed, propped against a luxurious stack of pillows, breakfast tray across her lap, and gazed out her frosty window through the wisps of steam rising from the fresh cup of chocolate, clasped between her slim hands. The sun was just rising, touching the frost crystals on the window panes with iridescent gold and red, and her expression was serenely pensive. She frequently started her mornings this way, although she was seldom up quite so early, given the late-night hours she tended to keep. But although no one would have guessed it from her expression, she'd slept very little during the night just past, and her thoughts were far more anxious than her well-schooled expression might have suggested. Someone rapped very gently at her bedroom door, and she looked away from the window.
"Yes?"
"Marlis is here, mistress." Sundaria Gottfried, Angelic's personal maid, replied from the other side of the closed door.
"Come in, then, both of you."
The door opened and Sundaria stepped through it, followed by Marlis. The contrast between the two women was noteworthy, and not simply because Sundaria was as neatly and soberly dressed as always, while Marlis wore an embroidered robe over her nightgown and her hair tumbled loosely over her shoulders. Sundaria was a good 25 years older than Marlis, with slightly mousy brown hair, brown eyes, and an almost swarthy complexion from her Harchangi's mother. She was also at least 4 inches shorter than the golden-haired Silkayan. Yet there was abundant intelligence behind both women's eyes, and although Sundaria would never have passed the beauty requirements for one of Angelic's young ladies, she'd been in her mistress's service for close to 20 years. Indeed, although no one else knew it, Sundaria had known Angelic far longer even than that.
"Yes, mistress?" Sundaria asked now.
Although Angelic employed an official steward who doubled as her butler and majordomo, everyone in her household knew Sundaria was the true manager of that household.
"I have a few things you and I need to discuss, Sundaria," Angelic replied. "But first, I wanted to ask you, Marlis, what was your impression of Master Jevons?"
Marlis frowned thoughtfully. Not in surprise, because Madame Angelic was very protective of her young ladies. Most of her clients were well known to her, or had been vouched for by someone who was. On the occasions when someone about whom she knew nothing turned up, she generally quizzed whichever of her young ladies had spent time with him. All of them expected that, just as they knew a couple of the sturdy young armsmen Madame Angelic employed as footmen were always close at hand whenever they were in the company of someone with whom Madame Angelic was not already acquainted.
"I liked him, Madame," she said simply after a moment. "He was courteous, witty, generous, and a gentleman."
She wrinkled her nose charmingly.
"He didn't have any peculiar requests, and he was actually quite gentle. One of those men who seem as concerned with giving pleasure as receiving it. And," she smiled even more charmingly, "quite good at it, too."
"I take it the two of you actually spent a little bit of time talking as well?"
Angelic inquired with a smile of her own, and Marlis chuckled.
"A little bit," she admitted.
"It must have been nice to have the opportunity to talk to someone from home."
"Actually, madame, I've never really missed Silkaya that much."
Marlis grimaced.
"I don't think my mother's family approved of me after father died. Even before they figured out that if I had a vocation, it certainly wasn't with Mother Church."
She smiled again, considerably more tartly this time.
"Still, I have to admit I rather enjoyed being brought up to date on events in Silktown, and Abraham knew all the current scandals.